Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. They went camping in the middle of nowhere, and it seems something clearly didn't want them camping there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And yes, you can share your real ghost stories with us by that method. Or if you want access to listen to the show without commercials and get advanced episodes and bonus episodes and all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. I could see being a ghost and you kind of got your spot out of the middle of nowhere. Nobody's bugging you. You got away from people. Then all of a sudden, oh, it's a nice little campsite here. It's like, no, go away.
When you brought this up, I'm like, how many movies have I seen where they go to the cabin in the woods or they're out camping or whatever? And I just brought up, I Googled like scary camping movies.
Yeah.
And I'm beyond the 30 mark for the number of movies that take place while camping out in the woods, in a cabin, you know, whatever. It's amazing. It's definitely something that Hollywood has attached itself to.
And people definitely like. But, you know, we were talking earlier on another episode about spirits or ghosts liking locations that are, you know, they can hide in.
Yep.
You know, a campsite where nobody's at normally, or a cabin that's rarely visited. Those would be great places where you can just kind of live out your ghostly life and not have to worry about people. Then they show up and it's like, oh, it's your vacation.
Yeah. But I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Exactly. What the ghost says.
And that's what you do. That's why you see all these abandoned cabins and all that stuff up, because they're haunted as hell and nobody ever wants to go back, because you're like, the ghosts, they made their impact known. Let's go to the phone call and hear the ghost story. Hi.
This is Rochelle from Iowa. I have a recent scary story to tell. I am sensitive, but I haven't felt anything in a while. And me and my husband decided to go camping in the southeast part of Oklahoma where he's from. He decided to go camping that weekend, so we got two of his buddies that he went to high school with, and we decided just to make a little camping trip. He wanted to go somewhere where he used to go to, and him and his buddies when they were younger, and they're going to where, you know, no one's ever camped before. Like, they made their own little trail at the time. So he decided to head out that way. I think it's like an hour away from Mena, Arkansas. So, you know, I was kind of skeptical about it because it's a place where, you know, no one's camped before and no one's been out there. So I was kind of worried, but I went ahead and did it anyway. So we went out there and it's a beautiful day. We had to make a little trail, and there was like a little flat spot where we could put our tent. And the tent we had was like a 3-bedroom kind of tent, so all of us would be in the tent together. And, you know, we're out there, and it's quiet, and it's beautiful, and we're by a river. And I had a feeling that, like, something wasn't quite right, but I brushed it off, you know, because it was really, really pretty out there. But I was like, this is too good to be true. So anyways, we go swimming in the river. Or it's not really like a running river, but it's kind of like a slow running river. And we're swimming out there, and we notice that someone starts throwing like rocks at us, because you hear like rocks falling into the water. And a couple of them hit some of my husband's friends. And then one of them hit my husband's back of his head, and we're like, who's throwing rocks? And all of us were in the water. And there we had like no idea on like who it could be or what it was or what the heck was going on. It wasn't raining rocks, we don't think. So we had no idea. That was really weird. Like, something like was trying to like throw rocks at us. Like, and I felt like to get us out, you know, to leave. But we stayed out there. We swam for a bit. It stopped after a while. We swam for a bit, and then, you know, it starts getting dark, and then we start building a fire and whatnot. And we're all sitting by the fire eating dinner. And I still get this feeling like something's wrong. And my husband knows I'm a sensitive, so I like let him know. I'm like, hey, you know, I have a feeling like, you know, something's not right. Like, I felt like we should not be here. And then he was like, you know, okay, it's okay. You know, if it gets worse, we'll just leave. But as for now, you know, just hang out and enjoy it. So I was like, okay. So, you know, we get in our tent, in our rooms, and it's really late. And we didn't really have service out there, which is, that should be a red flag. And I look at the time, and it's not 3, but it's around like 1:30-ish. And it's really quiet. Like, I don't hear bugs at all, really. And everyone else is asleep. And I hear, like, some type of whispering outside. Like very faint whispering. And I can't make it out what it is. So I kind of, like, get up as slow as I can to make sure none of the guys woke up and they're, like, talking to somebody, like, on their phones if they could outside or talking to each other outside. I look and all the guys are asleep. And I'm kind of like, okay. And I hear the whispering and it doesn't stop because I'm moving around and I'm sure if somebody was out there, they could hear me walking around, but they kept whispering. You know, I didn't want to be the one to go out there and go find out what it was. So I went and laid back down and just, I couldn't go back to sleep. I stayed awake. So then the next day, you know, everything's fine. We're actually walking a little bit from camp. I think there was like if you walk up the river, there was like a cool little bank that you can cross over. And we were going to take some pictures and stuff. And then my husband's friends were in front. He was behind them and I was like right behind because I was taking pictures. And then I hear like the rocks, like, you know, we hear us walking, but I hear someone walking behind me and I stop and then the walking stops and I turn around. And I get this feeling, like a negative feeling. So I turn back around and I'm like, hey, I feel something behind me, to my husband. And he's, you know, he's looking back there and he doesn't see anything. So he's like, why don't you just walk in front of me and I'll walk behind you. So I'm like, okay, good idea. So we walk forward and something pushed him to where I heard him kind of trip and I turned around. I'm like, are you okay? Cause I thought he like tripped over a rock and he's like, no, something pushed me. And then I was like, well, what do you mean something pushed you? And he was like, I felt like a bit of pressure on the lower back, on my lower back. And I'm like, okay, so something clearly does not want us here. You know, there's a reason why no one goes camping out here. It's super private. No one's ever been out here just to hang out. So we let his buddies know what's going on. And, you know, they're kind of freaked out over that rock incident in the water. Something was trying to get us out. So we go back in. He told me, okay, we're going to leave tomorrow. I was like, okay, great. So I start packing up stuff ready to go for tomorrow. And, you know, the sun's setting. We had our dinner. Everything was fine. Nothing happened. And then we're in bed. And then I'm like awake because I'm like, okay, I don't want to be woken up by something that scares me. So I was just, you know, trying to stay awake. And then I keep hearing somebody whispering. And then I'm kind of like, okay. And it's the same spot. It's like right outside our tent. I feel like it's a couple feet away, but not that, like, too far, but to where I could hear it, but I couldn't hear what they were saying. So I get up, and I walk by, like, the entrance of our tent, which is zipped up, and I put my ear by it, and then it stops. And then all of a sudden, I hear something run so fast, and I could hear, like, the twigs cracking and stuff. And it didn't sound like 4 feet, an animal. It sounded like a person, and it runs. And then that's when I was just like, you know, this is it. So I woke everybody up. I was like, we got to go because I just heard somebody was near our tent and it just ran when they heard me wake up. So we literally got up, packed all of our stuff and left. And I do not want to go back there because the energy, the feeling that I got was so, it was so bad. I don't know if we were like in some private area, like some burial grounds or whatnot, but it was really pretty, but it felt like too good to be true, which it was. But anyways, I thought I would share my story with that camping trip. Like I said, it's like an hour away from Mena. I couldn't really tell you the place because, you know, we kind of like built our way in there, but it's a little path down there that we made now, so hopefully nobody goes out there because it's kind of scary. But anyways, I thought I'd share, and I guess I'll talk to you soon.
That's where you just put a nice little sign up and have your story, and then other people can read it when they get there. Like, oh, it's a lovely little place. What's this sign say? And then it's like, oh, God, okay, maybe we should turn around here now.
Turn back now, like in The Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
If I were you, I'd go back now or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, it's just, it's very creepy. And I think you're right that people kind of have experiences out there. I don't know. Being out in the woods and stuff like that, in fact, driving to work today, I passed this little area that looked like it had something back in the woods, like some sort of business, or maybe it was a house or something. I'm thinking, I don't know if I could live back there.
Yeah.
Just because it's so far away from civilization. And of course, watching movies like Friday the 13th just make me really skittish about places like that.
So, yeah, I could see that being a bit much, where you're just kind of by yourself away from others. It can be a little weird at times. I don't necessarily like a lot of people around me, but I like a semblance of them somewhat. Just so
you want to get there like in 5 minutes. It's not like you want to be out in the middle. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Like if I need to get to a neighbor's, I should be able to walk to it, like in some way, shape, or form. Not like, oh my gosh, you're like, they're going to find me dead here and the cats are going to have eaten me and it's 3 weeks later.
For me, it's like the Blair Witch Project all over. Like, I don't want to be in the woods.
Yeah.
Be hearing squealing and yelping and stuff like that. Just that I'll go home after.
Did you ever watch that more than once, or did you expose yourself to the Blair Witch Project one time?
Just one time in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And it was good. And then the last scene where she's in front of the camera with the runny nose, I was like, that's a little bit too far for me.
Yeah, I couldn't do it again because of the shaking of the camera. And I think that was the thing with that movie. And when they're like, is Blair Witch 2? I'm like, no, thank you. Like, I already got my motion sickness once. And yeah, that was such a, there was such a craze of a movie 20 some years ago. I don't think people realize that. Has it aged well, do you think?
I don't know. I think that we've come so, like back then, there wasn't social media and stuff like that. So you didn't get like immediate satisfaction from videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it would play well today.
You know what you could probably do with it? You could probably take clips of it and put it on like TikTok and say it's real and like this happened to you. And people will be like, oh my God, did you see what happened?
That stuff happens every day of our lives on TikTok.
Exactly. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything ad-free, check it out at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on our Apple Podcast premium page. You can try it for 3 days free right there on Apple. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.